This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a time for war.
The rising threat of terrorism.
With so much to talk about.
Migrants from China, Russia, Iran.
Raise the threat of an attack against Americans.
There's a lot that fires you up.
This is real.
Now, time to air it out. What's bugging you?
Disrupt and degrade.
97.3 The Sky.
877-975-9825. Good morning, Joe. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy Thanksgiving. What's bugging me is I am so fed up with hearing about these so-called men or boys that want to play in women's sports. We can take this thing right off the table and not hear about it again. Why don't they just create their own league and let them pull each other's hair out or whatever they do?
You have to have a certain amount to have a league or whatever, but nobody's preventing that from happening.
There just aren't enough of them, I'm sure, and you know. But we like the idea.
And then boys transitioning to girls are going to be different than girls transitioning to boys, so it's not like you can get one league.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it gets complicated. Same thing with bathrooms.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Let's go to Pam. Good morning. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me is, okay, so I think that I heard that all of the boats in the country need to be certified or in by tomorrow, and California is still trying to steal the election. I saw Nancy Pelosi's daughter going out, because I guess they have some kind of law that they can go out to each of these people's houses and get a signed affidavit saying, oh, no, I really wanted to vote for this person. If their ballot didn't have a signature or a date stamp or whatever, or it was late. So they're still trying to steal these elections. We've got three House seats that haven't been called, and at one point, all of the Republicans were way ahead. Now they're almost tied.
Yeah.
200 and 400 votes.
And they have no shame. That's exactly the game they're playing. 877-975-9825. Call in now for what's bugging you. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. And good morning, Tan. What's bugging you?
Yeah, I was listening to the news again this morning, and all these Democrats coming out trying to take the credit for Kamala losing this election. I asked my husband, why are they willing to take credit for it? He said they're trying to pull the wool over people's eyes, that they have seen the light, they're going to change their ways. Well, nobody needs to believe that, because a zebra is still a zebra. They're not going to change.
Yeah, a wolf can change its coat, but never its disposition.
And it will still eat you for dinner.
Yeah. Good morning, Mary. What's bugging you?
Good morning. Excuse me. Tulsi Gabbard. In 2016, there was an article in the Ocala Star-Banner about all of the Democrats' presidential wannabes. She was one of them. And the article gives a picture of each one and some identifying statement that would give you an idea where they stood in government. Now, I'm sorry, I cannot give you the exact quote. I don't have it at my hands right now. I should have been better prepared. I am sorry. But my paraphrase is, as she said, her main concern is war and peace. And she intended to work towards that end. My paraphrasing makes as much sense to me as her actual quote. You can read it for yourself if you can get that thing from the Ocala Star Manor.
I'll have to check that out. I mean, she's got a great military background. She's talking about war and peace, and, you know, I don't know, but she didn't feel like her party was, you know, the party that she had believed in for years, so she changed sides. Let's go to Gunter. What's bugging you?
I got two. First of all, the people don't know the definition of the word infringed means to limit, curb, or restrict. So to tell people that they cannot carry open carry is an infringement upon the Second Amendment, and that the Supreme Court doesn't come out and say that is ridiculous. The second thing is people like Richard Madcow, they're getting $25 million to speak to an audience of 500,000 people while you're bankrupting people like Alex Jones with 60 million listeners a day is ridiculous.
Yeah, I agree. And well, it'll be interesting to see. Will MSNBC, will they be spun off and bought? Who will buy them?
Right.
Will it change direction and the hosts? We'll see. Elon Musk joked about it, but he joked about it more than once. He might really be considering it. That is very interesting. Yeah. Let's go to Charlie. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Morning, fellas, from the beautiful city of Ocala, Florida.
Woo.
Couple of things grinding my gears this morning, fellas.
I like that.
We are the horse capital of the world, and we're slowly turning into the house capital of the world with too many people and not enough roads. Second thing, how long ago was it these hurricanes happened, and why are the trees still laying alongside the road? Where are our county commissioners to clean up the county? That's what's grinding my gears and bugging me this morning.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate the input.
I hate when your gears get ground up, though. That's really
no,
bad.
That's not good
that's
for
not
anybody.
Good all,
you
no.
got to get all those metal shavings
and
out.
The
and,
sound is just awful when that
yeah,
happens.
Yeah, and then yeah. eventually, you know, yeah. it's just not going to
not good.
Lock
not good.
Into gear.
Yeah.
No, you don't want that.
I get his point, though. But, hey, there's a lot to clean up. That's all I can say, really. But is that an excuse? I don't know.
And some of it is, at least I knew, you know, when I asked about it in St. Pete, they didn't have room in the whatever landfill or wherever they were trying to, they basically ran out and had to figure out what their plan B was going to be. So I don't know if that's part of the scenario or not.
Trending right now on This Sky.
Pam Bondi at the new Top Cop.
We need to overhaul DOJ and the FBI. Let the truth be known.
As it happens.
Additional security assistance for Ukraine.
Launch HIMARS and ATACMs into Russia. That's not exactly a way to de-escalate the situation.
The news station.
We have all this ridiculous regulation. It just makes us tough to grow like we need to grow.
Updates every half hour. Breaking news at once on News Talk 97.3. The Sky.